Moses, who had led the people of Israel right to the edge of the promised land, is dead. Step forward, Joshua. Called by God, empowered by God, surrounded by the promises of God, Joshua prepares to lead the nation of Israel forward into the promised land. Joshua chapter 3, we looked at that the last time I was here, tells us about the first obstacle, the fast-flowing River Jordan. And as the crowds of people gathered, ready to move forward, in front of them was the Ark of the Covenant carried by a group of the priests. This was a powerful symbol of the presence and the power of God. It wasn't often brought out into public view. It mostly resided in the sanctuary where the Jews worshipped. But it was a special symbol of the power and the presence of Almighty God. And there it was, in front of the people. It was only a symbol, but it was what it represented that mattered. God was going out in front as they crossed the treacherous Jordan. And this needs to remind us that God goes before us into every and any situation in our lives. Situations we know nothing of. Situations in the future. God is going before us into those situations, even as we speak. But perhaps we need to put this differently. Not only does God go before us, He is also with us. With us as we serve in the mission of the church. In Matthew 28, almost His last words to His disciples, Jesus said, "Therefore go, and surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age." He's with us when things in life are hard. The familiar words of the 23rd Psalm come to mind. So familiar to us, we often forget their meaning. That even in the valley of the shadow of death, He is with us. He's with us in the great promise of Christmas, Emmanuel. God is with us. Surely one of the great carols has to be "Joy to the World, the Lord has come." It's one of the great carols. And you know, folks, Christmas is a difficult time, I believe, for many people. Both my parents died in the run into Christmas. As when my father died, my mother never really was happy with Christmas again. And she'd often have spoken about what she called the dark days of Christmas. But let's remember, Christmas is about God with us. Christmas is a message of joy and light and hope in the darkness of our world. God is with us. God goes before us. And then that first obstacle had been overcome. It was God who opened the way by parting the floodwaters of the Jordan, and the people crossed with dry feet. And for Israel, a new chapter in their history was now opening up. But before they move on to the new challenges that lie ahead, God gave Joshua another instruction. A memorial has to be built. And one man from each of the 12 tribes is to pick up a heavy stone from the riverbed. He's to carry it across. And then the 12 stones representing the 12 tribes are to be used to build a memorial to remind future generations of what God had done that day. One of the commentators in his study on the book of Joshua said this, that remembering the past plays a vital role in the identity of any nation. But that is true also of us as individuals. Remembering the past plays a vital role in our lives. And he went on to say that sociologists claim that a society wanting to stand the test of time must become a community of memory and of hope. Aren't we all familiar with memorials? We have memorials at a family grave, usually a stone at the head of the grave on which we record the names of loved ones who have passed away. And those memorials matter. Those memorials are special because our family history is written there. And interestingly, I can remember one time being told that in Ireland, if you really do want to trace a family history, probably the most clear record is now to be found among ancient headstones in so many graveyards. They're special things, special places for us. Most of our towns and villages have war memorials at which we remember those who have given their lives. And those memorials matter, lest we forget, comes written large over them. And isn't it easy to forget the sacrifices of others? But what about this pile of rocks back in the Promised Land at the first place where the nation stopped after they had crossed the Jordan? What did it mean? Well, firstly, it reminded the folk that it wasn't about Israel. It was about God. This wasn't a dry stone walling exercise. There would be no perfect symmetry to this memorial. It was probably just a pile of rocks. But when they saw it, the people of Israel would know clearly that they hadn't crossed the Jordan on their own. God had opened a way. They would know that their personal but powerful God had done great things for his people. Has this ancient memorial long disappeared? Probably. Has it anything to say to us today? Well, it does remind us that it's not about us. It's about God. We began with those very familiar words, Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. It's often read at marriage ceremonies. And if next year is your time, you're going to celebrate your marriage, remember, unless the Lord builds the house. If you're bringing up a young family in this very difficult world, always remember, unless the Lord builds the house. Whatever you're going to do in the future in this church, always remember, unless the Lord builds the house. And then those familiar words from Zechariah 4 and verse 6. Not by might nor by my power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. And that was spoken about the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. And God spoke through one of his prophets and he said, look, this is not going to be accomplished by your strength. It's going to be accomplished in me. And that's about so true about life. It's so true about all we do in the service of God. Building God's kingdom depends on our willingness to serve, but also on our readiness to humbly recognize that everything we are, everything we do, everything we accomplish depends on Him, not on us. From start to finish and in all that we do, we must put God right at the center. Christmas with a hole. Sadly for a lot of people, it's life with a hole. No Jesus. And sometimes it can be in church life that we have our plans and we move God a bit to one side. And we say, well, look, God, you know, we know what we want. But it has to be over to Him. And everything we do, and all that we do, and we give Him all of the glory. And then it's about making God known. If you read on in that chapter, you'll find, come to verses 21 and 24, where God is speaking. What do these stones mean? And then in verse 24, He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord. We need to be completely clear. We have no mission here but the one that God calls us to, and that is to make Him known. That is to get the gospel out into the world. Our calling, as the title of a famous book suggests, is to know God and make Him known. And that's why God has placed His church here on earth. Not that we should be comfortable, not that we should be proud. He's placed us here for God's glory and for the advancement of His kingdom. Memorials matter. Never make light of significant memorials. That headstone that we may walk past may mean little to us, but it means everything to someone else, some other family. That war memorial we walk past every day, maybe, don't notice it, but it means a lot to someone, to some family. But memorials are not something to linger around. Israel didn't just stop there and stand around that memorial and think, oh, God's great. They moved on. They had to move on in faith to the next challenge, and the challenge after that one. Our churches are iconic buildings, many of them, and this is a very iconic building. You can see it from a long distance away. And that's the tower, splendidly restored. And for us here, it's a memorial for many things. Weddings, baptisms, funerals, special times, special services, a special building, iconic in the landscape. It could become a memorial. And we think only of the building, perhaps. And maybe in a lot of our churches, that's what we do. It's an iconic building. But the church is the people. It's the people. It's you and me serving God, using these iconic premises simply to serve God. A memorial, no matter what it is, should not prevent us from moving forward in faith. And Israel, move forward. In life, we must move forward. And in our Christian service, we must move forward and keep on making the main thing, which is honoring God, serving God, glorifying God. Can we take just a moment to pray together? Let's pray. Our gracious God, we thank you for iconic memorials. Those things that remind us of the past. Those places where the names of family members we have loved and lost for a while are there. Those war memorials. All the little things we have that are memorials to others. Israel had their memorials too, and you often commanded the building of memorials to remind them of your greatness and of what you had done. But Father, Israel had to move forward in faith, had to leave the memorial behind and step forward in faith with you. Grant that we may do the same every day in our lives. As the old hymn puts it, past, put behind me. For the future, take me. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.